It's time now for the latest installment of our series, My Big Break, about triumphs, big and small. Lauren Walker is a restorative lawyer from Oahu's North Shore in Hawaii. That means she designs programs to help victims and offenders after a crime is committed. Her work in this field started after she was assaulted 38 years ago.
My friend worked in Waikiki. She was a bartender, and I was meeting her to go out dancing when she got off work. Definitely, I was intoxicated, and went out the wrong door of the hotel where the bar was that she worked in. And so I ended up in this dark alley, and then a few minutes later, one guy by himself started walking down the road towards me. All of a sudden, he grabbed my breast, and I said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Shut up, or I'll kill you." The next thing I remember is I was down on the ground. He was on top of me. He had his 10 fingers wrapped tightly around my neck. He was asphyxiating me. I couldn't breathe. And I thought about my daughter. I had a 5-year-old daughter. I was a single parent of a 5-year-old daughter. And the only thing I could think of to say to this guy was, "I have a baby." I said it, and he let me go. The police came and the ambulance came, and I was assigned to a therapist named Harold Hall, who's a psychologist. And after a while, after about a month or two, he started talking to me about going to college. I didn't finish high school. I only finished the 9th grade of high school. Before that incident happened, before I got attacked, my life was really pretty much a dead end. I wasn't really doing anything productive. I was just, I think I really was depressed even before it happened. And I ended up loving college. A year after the attack happened, I decided I wanted to be a lawyer because I was interested in justice. And I finished my bachelor's degree at the University of Hawaii. And then I went to law school in Boston, to Northeastern University, and I graduated right on time. Exactly 7 years after being attacked, I graduated from law school, and I took the Hawaii State Bar at the same hotel where the police and the ambulance found me that night in 1976. The person who hurt me, he was never apprehended. He was never found. And that incident has really motivated my work that I have done in restorative justice, working with people who have been victimized by crime and also working with people who have committed crimes. In my case, the people who have been attacked, I have really deep empathy for them. For the people who've done things like that, and I've worked with a lot of people who have done violent things to people and to women, I think I also have empathy for them. I still think that we have to give people hope that they can change. I think that restorative justice is about helping people heal, and what I've gotten out of it is that it's helped me heal. Yeah, my big break was a really traumatic experience, and I think that no matter what happens to us, we can find some way that it strengthens us. And it could have, like, ruined me, but it didn't.
That's Lauren Walker, a restorative lawyer from Oahu's North Shore in Hawaii. We want to hear about your big break. Send us an email at mybigbreak@npr.org.